Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. The scripture readings today are words of encouragement and challenge. Isaiah especially encourages us, and James challenges us. They encourage us to fear not, to trust in God who saves us. Salvation, as it's portrayed in the scriptures, is not simply a spiritual event that affects our souls. Salvation touches not only our souls, but our bodies, our families, and our communities. Salvation is an earth-shaking event that changes all of reality, spiritual, physical, social, and environmental. When the kingdom of God comes, the eyes of the blind will be opened, the lame will leap for joy, and the speechless will sing songs. Farmers will have rain on their thirsty land, and the poor will have justice. Refugees will be welcome. In today's gospel, Jesus is in Gentile territory where people bring him a man who is deaf and speechless. They ask him to lay his hands on him. But Jesus does more than that. Jesus unplugs his ears. When Jesus came, he brought a healing presence, not just the soul, but the body. His healings were a sign that the kingdom of God is present in the world. From the very beginning of Christianity, people have imitated Christ in his concern. Down through the ages, Christians have cared for the sick and the dying. When their limited medical knowledge failed, they did the best they could to keep the sick comfortable as possible. Today, the vocation of doctoring and nursing are highly professional. But for the Christian, the challenge is whether for the professional or for the volunteer, to care for the sick with compassion and dignity, to be the hands of Christ, reaching out with a healing touch to our brothers and sisters in pain. If being in medicine becomes simply a lucrative profession, then it fails as a vocation. But the call to be a healing presence is not simply for doctors and nurses. Pope Francis says that he wants the church to be like a field hospital that welcomes the wounded with compassion and love. When a field hospital becomes a place of abuse, where the weak are targeted and crimes are covered up, then the priests and bishops involved have desecrated their vocation. Rather than healing, they wounded the weak and the vulnerable. This is a horrific crime, made worse by the calling of those who committed it. All of us in our lives meet the sick, the handicapped, the broken. If we give preference to the beautiful,